نعمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. ومن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون. في مقام آخر: تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. في مقام آخر: ما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, we had Ramadan and we did the best that we could. How many of our friends we lost before Ramadan or during Ramadan? And the most precious and valuable thing that we lost, that was Maulana Patel Sahab. He lived a life, and this masjid was blessed with his presence. In spite of his illness and heart problem, he was ever ready to serve the community in every way that he did. Often I used to restrain him, I used to tell him that you should not overdo it. But he was always concerned about the community, and especially about this masjid. As I had mentioned, that when the sun is bright, stars are not available, not seeable, visible. And alhamdulillah, that in whatever way all the programs and madras going on in this masjid should continue. The question that you people should ask, or we should ask really, what made Maulana Patel Maulana Patel? What did he do? All of us, or many of us, also can become Maulana Patel. In order to become Maulana Patel, you have to do something. It just doesn't come in your way just like that. Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh has mentioned in his biography very, very telling point, that when we see a buzurg, our Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Taqi Mukhtar Sahib Shafaullah, he came here, Maulana Patel Sahib was there, Maulana Umarji Sahib was there, other people who have kept coming here. So when we see them, we are in a kind of awe, saying what they are. Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh said that we should look at that time when he started his life and look at the journey that he made from that point to that point where you saw him afterwards. And that is the lesson that we should learn. Now the month of Ramadan, when it comes, Allah Ta'ala has blessed it in such a way that automatically a Muslim heart and mind is geared up to that part, and he tries to do the best or as much as he can to protect himself from evil and do as much as he can in order to achieve the pleasure of Allah. That's automatic. That this you will not find in any other month as much as it is. We are almost in 24 hours in that state. We have Sehri. Soon you start the fasting. Whole day you are fasting. Then you come to the iftar. Then you go for Tarawih. After that, I'm hardly any time left. And again, you go and sleep and then Sehri. So almost 24 hours in that state. So that state of mind, that state of heart, that state of submission to Allah, which we have in the month of Ramadan, that is what Islam required throughout the year, or throughout our life, as much as we can. This is really a mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala will not ask on the day of judgment that why you did not do or you did not come up to the standard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why you did not come up to the standard of Sahaba and so on and so forth. Allah Ta'ala will ask you according to your capacity, according to our capacity, you to do that. This is what is required. Now the thing is that the death mob is a harsh fact of life. It's happening every day. We lose every day our dear ones. But the thing is this, we take it as a common occurrence. But we don't think about the seriousness of the situation that is faced. Yes, we will, if you're sorry, we have pain in the heart for the losing dear ones. But then, what is the lesson that we learn? The verses which I've just recited are connect with the month of Ramadan, the taqwa that we're talking about. Whole month you must have heard about the taqwa. Now what is taqwa? Everybody explains this. The easiest way to do is, this has come from the word taqi or taqai or taqi. That means to protect yourself. Quran says, in the Quran there's a verse says, تَفِكُمْ الْحَرْ. This is your clothes protects you from heat. So protection from what? That's the issue. You see, Allah Ta'ala says the very first verse in the Surah Baqarah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَلِفْ لَا عَمِيمْ ذَلَكِ الْكِتَابُ الْعَرَبِ بَفِيهُ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ يَقُومُونَ الصَّلَاةَ لَآخِرِ الْآيَةِ. It is surprising that the very first condition that Allah Ta'ala puts, Allazina yu'minuna bil ghayb, other thing comes afterwards. But why is it? And what is ghayb means? Ghayb does not mean unseen. This is a wrong translation, mostly the Quran translation they give. It means things which are beyond human perception, which your five human senses cannot perceive. This is what ghaib is. And that is, from the point of death onward, is all ghaib. But it is a fact that is going to happen. It happens every day. So what do we do for that? What do we prepare for that? That is the main issue. So in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we did the best that we could. But then, that dispute should continue. And therefore Allah Ta'ala says, the verse which I have just recited, فَحَسَبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think so? Do you, by mistake, by error, you think that we have created you in vain? We have created you for nothing. We have created you in sport. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You are not going to come back to us. Is that what you are thinking? In other words, the reply would be, no, it is not. And therefore, the first thing that we have to think about, Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَحَسَبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَسًا. Do you think that we have created you in vain for nothing? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You are not going to come back to us? You are not going to return to us? When somebody dies, what do we say? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا لَهِ رَاجِعُونَ. رَجَعَ يَرْجَعَ means to return, return to where? When you go any travel anywhere you go, I'm returning home. This is where we came from, this is where we are going back. We are returning there. So it is a fact of life, it is happening every day. How can you close our eyes and say, no, it's not happening. It happened to so and so, nothing happened to me. Who had expected in Armand Patasabh when he went away that he would die, stuff like that. And the thing is that, but this is happening every day. It's happening. So first thing that you must understand, this is a fact of life, is going to happen. It has happened to so and so, it will happen to me also. And now the thing is, the point of death, Allah Ta'ala knows. We don't know. And therefore, the idea is you should be prepared for the death all the time. The Imam Ali Mian Rahmatullah, towards the end of his life, a time come to these people who are ever prepared to meet Allah Ta'ala. They're looking forward to it. Mana Alimia, sitting, standing, lying down, whatever, Allahumma liqaak, Allahumma liqaak, Allahumma liqaak, oh Allah, I want to meet you, oh Allah, I want to meet you, oh Allah, I want to meet you. This is their thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was on the point of death, as Jibreel came and said, he has given you a choice, you want to continue or want to stay. Allah, what was his answer? Badar Rafiqul Ala, Badar Rafiqul Ala. No, no, I want to go up to a high thing. So our life should be in such a way that when the death comes, at that time we have no regret that we did not do this. Because of the day of judgment, the kuffar, mushrikeen, they will say, he will say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. Oh, I wish I would have done something for my life with this which we did not know. I wish today I would have been dust, I would have been stone, I would have been a tree, something, because they're not accountable. They're doing whatever they're doing. Allah Ta'ala has given a choice of action to man, that's why he is accountable. So why should he be accountable? So first thing is, Allah Ta'ala said, we did not create you in vain. The other one which I recited, Surah Mulk, that is, blessed is his hand, in whose hand is authority, power, everything there. And he has created death and life. خلق الموت والحياة. Now, strange thing is this, Allah Ta'ala mentioned here the word mouth first and hayat afterwards. It should have been other way around, because we are living here. We came here. So Allah Ta'ala could have said we have created life and death. But no, Allah Ta'ala said we have created death and then life. خلق الموت والحيات. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَمَالًا. This is the answer of that question which Allah Ta'ala asked. Do you think you are not going to come back to us? Here Allah Ta'ala said that we have created death and life, mouth and hayat. So that test you, which of you are the best in their action, the best in their good deeds. Our Aziz al-Ghafoor, that he is very powerful and he is forgiving. He is Ghafoor because he is powerful. Otherwise, if he does not have power, how can he forgive? He is powerful, that's why he can forgive. Otherwise, won't he forgive? This point, the other point is this. Why Allah Ta'ala mentioned the mouth first and hayat afterwards? The reason is this. Okay, this life where we have come, it is a temporary life. Lahu al-ab, sports. Whereas the Allah Ta'ala mentioned the hayat afterwards, because after that the hayat continues all the way. Then there is no death after that. So if that is the case, isn't this a foolishness on our part? That we neglect this part and we live in this world, Babar, Baish, Kosh, Ke Alam, Dabara, Nis, Ke, we live in this world as if this world is not going to come back to us, let's do the thing. It's the height of our negligence, the height of our ghaflat. And therefore it is important to understand this. If that is the case, then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. we have not created the jinn and the man, men, but to worship, but to obey me. Layabudun. Obey. Abd means servant. Now, if this is all it is, as our Shaykh Hakim Sahib, he says, how foolish this is on our part, how foolish we are, that we carry with us, each one of us, carry with us our evidence, our witnesses. In the day of judgment, Allah Ta'ala will shut up the tongue, but everything else will speak. Surah Al-Yasin, many places Allah Ta'ala said. So much so, our skin will speak up. And those sinners, they will say, but why did you speak? Why did you speak? Tell the skin. Because they had hardly expected the sin that our skin will speak. They, what was their answer? قَالُوا وَانْتَقْنَا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That Allah, who made everybody else speak, same Allah made me speak. So the thing is this, all of these are our evidence. Now when anybody commits a crime, they try to erase the evidence. Over the evidence, no one do anything. But how foolish, how negligent on our part, our hands, our feet, our eyes, our tongue. The Sahabi asked Rasulullah, "Ke, how can I be successful in the hereafter? What do we do?" Amlik lisanak. Hold your tongue. Most of the things are done by tongue. There is a saying in Urdu, in Persian also, that the wound of a sword can heal, but a wound by tongue does not heal. And therefore, our life, if you look around, what do we do? Is that what we are doing? What is important? Important thing is this, that our nafs should be ever ready to accept the command of Allah, whatever it is. Whether we like it or not, that's the issue. Now this is not achieved by mere sermon, by waaz or taqreer. It requires something else. It requires practical implications. We accept that practical aspect in every branch of life. If somebody wants to be a carpenter, he doesn't do on his own. He does it, but he sit down with some carpenter to see how to use the gadgets. A tailor doesn't start sewing the clothes right from the beginning. He sit down and see how the tailor is doing it. In medical profession, you cannot get your degree unless you got the practical experience under a surgeon or under a doctor. The lawyers do not get a degree unless you do the practical thing. In accountancy, you can't get a degree unless you do the practical things. So if we accept all of these things in every other aspect of life, what stops us from accepting that deen is also learned and not read? A 10-year-old boy, my grandson is about 7-year-old. See what company can do. Many, alhamdulillah, many Muslim families, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old children, they have passed it. What prompted them? They don't know the reality of fast. A 10-year-old boy also makes namaz. He doesn't know the reality of namaz. He also makes wuzu. He also fast. But he doesn't get the reality. Now my 7-year-old son, grandson, he fasted almost 20-25 fast. Many times we prepared that maybe the weekend, told him, don't fast, you can break or can have 2 fasts in one day or something like that. But no, I'll fast. No, for you, for adult, it is easy to endure it for a whole day. But for a child who have been munching a whole day, for him to abstain from food, it's not easy. But what does it do? What does prompt him? what prompted him that the whole house is in this state. It is his sohbat, it is his company which is doing it. And that is the issue Quran is talking about. And therefore, if we can also achieve that, but we don't, as soon as we get out of the masjid, we don't think about this thing. Ab to aaram se guzarti hai, aqibat ki khabar khuda jaane, that we are living in this way. No, aqibat jab aayegi, dekha jayega, but we'll see. Allah ta'ala raheem, Allah ta'ala kareem. This is what it says. But this is a misstatement. Allah ta'ala raheem, Allah ta'ala kareem, Allah ta'ala also adil. Allah ta'ala also has justice. So it does not just like that. So company is important. Remember Maulana Patel sahab used to make dua every time, oh Allah, do not make us die in casino, in cinema, in this place. The place of death is also important. So if you will not be in that state, how can you die? And therefore the important thing is this, in this regard, what we have just mentioned, that is our amal. Ayyukum ahsanu amala, who is the best in his action? Yes, there will be bhul chuk, there will be forgetfulness, there will be negligence. Yes, Allah Ta'ala accept that. But Allah Ta'ala accept that, but Allah Ta'ala has given you a window for that. You make tawbah. Tawbah means to return to Allah Ta'ala. And you return to this, that tawbah is the most acceptable and most loved aspect that Allah Ta'ala likes from His servant. That He is prepared to forgive. Ana Tawwabur Rahim. I am the one who is merciful and I am the one who can forgive. So there will be a tawbah. As the Persian couplet says, Sadbar Tawbah Shikasti Sadbar Baza. If 100 times you break your tawbah, 100 times you come back to me. And I'll do that. There is the Persian couplet which says, those of us who go for Hajj, say very nice, or Umrah, says, بطوف کعبہ رفتم بحرم رحم ندادن بطوف کعبہ رفتم بحرم رحم ندادن برون خانہ کردی کہ درون خانہ آئی that when I went for my tawaf, my haram to haram, the guards stopped me there and asked me, what you have been doing outside and with that face you have come inside here? So in other words, the idea is that Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat se mayus na ho. You should not be despondent from the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. But in order to deserve the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, we have to do something. When somebody comes and asks you, please recommend me for such and such job or something. How can you recommend if he does not even qualify for that? In order to qualify, if he qualifies, then you add the recommendation, ki, this is what it is. You must have heard from Hazrat Hakim Sahib, and also must have heard from Maulana Patel Sahib, a couplet of my father which he used to often recite, he used to say that. It's very simple, but very telling. It says, Hayate doroza ka kya aish o gham? I'll translate to you. Hayate doroza ka kya aish o gham? Safar ka bhi kya jaise taise rahe? For 2 days of this worldly life, what are you talking about, the comfort or discomfort? Because when you travel, you don't think about the comfort and discomfort. Remember some time ago when you people used to go for Hajj, how many hours you have to stand in the lounge, waiting for the visa or whatever it is? Or if you are traveling anywhere else, you go to the lounge, you don't like to have a with mattress and bed and all kinds of things. I say, but 2 hours, it doesn't matter if you're doing. Or you're traveling anywhere, you can think. Because why? Because you're thinking of that place where you get the rest. And therefore you're prepared to accept this for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is, you endure it, because then you are expecting, this is where we're going to stay there. So, hayate doroza ka kya hai shugham, safar ka bhi kya jaise taise rahe. In travel, it doesn't matter how you live, how you go through that thing, but we'll see what happens. Then he said, "Hum aise rahe, yahan ke waise rahe. Hum aise rahe, yahan ke waise rahe. Wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe." We have lived here this way or that way. What does it matter really? What it matters is this: to see how are we going to fare there, which is the permanent place. Khalaqal maut wal hayat. Not temporary. This is where we are going to live. So therefore we have to see how are we going to survive there. That is the important thing. And in our actions, we do the thing that, you see, our life in this world, our home, our friends, all of these are important. If you got a family, which is the smallest unit, if that survives, as Allah Ta'ala asks to do, inshallah, it will increase more. But this is very important thing. When we do anything evil, bad, we don't think about this thing. Allah, Hazrat Hakim Sahib in the couplet, he says, جو کرتے ہو تم چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے جو کرتے ہو تم چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تمہیں آسمان سے. The thing that you do here by hiding from the people, but you don't realize somebody else from there is watching you what you are doing. And therefore, in the day of judgment, we will be asked. Question will be asked. So therefore, a wise man is he who understands this and take care of himself. Yes, the Quran Pak, our relationship with Quran Pak is very formal. And I suggest to you that when you read Quran Pak, read with translation, but reliable translation. Don't read the whole para, whole thing. Make a habit to read 3 verses, 4 verses with translation. See what Quran is asking you to do. As Muhammad says, the hadith also mentioned someplace, when you read the Quran, don't think the Quran was revealed to Sallam or Sahaba did it. Just read the Quran and see what Quran is demanding from you. Then you act upon it. Those verses which deals with legal interpretation, that's for those who are expert who will explain. But when the Quran says, don't tell lie, what's wrong with it? You need any interpretation there? Quran says, make namaz. Do you need any interpretation there? The Quran says, don't hurt anybody. Quran says, don't misuse people's wealth. Don't do this, don't do that. So, Quran is full of this. And I advise you, 3 surahs at least you must start with it. Number one, Surah Nur, Surah number 24. You read Surah number 33, Surah Ahzab. You read the last one, Surah number 49, Surah Al-Hujurat. See what Quran is asking you. Once you have done that, inshallah, you will also become an operative. But you will have to do that. And to have to get your teacher, ustad, whoever it is, to learn from there. He will, because your own mistake, error, you will not realize. You think it's okay. But other one would realize. That's why we're saying in Urdu, it says that a person, whoever that, a person can detect a thin straw in somebody else's eye, but does not detect a log into his own eye. Apni aankh mein, اگر اتنا موٹا لکڑی ہو تو نظر نہیں آئے گی لیکن دوسرے کی آنکھ میں کوئی یو فائنڈ فالٹ دس واٹ ہیپن یو شوڈ فائنڈ فالٹ امنگ آور سیلز دس واٹ دس ہاؤ آور بزرگ یو شوڈ ڈو دیٹ آئی گیو یو دا ایگزامپل جسٹ دی ادر ڈے وین وی ہیڈ جلسہ تعزیت سمبڈی روٹ اے لیٹر ٹو مولانا پٹیل سا ویری ناسٹی لیٹر آل کائنڈس آف تھنگ ہی مینشن آل کائنڈس آف تھنگ اکیوزنگ آف لاٹس آف تھنگ ہی کوڈ ہیو ریجیکٹڈ ان دا سیم وے But he didn't. All that he did, wrote to him a letter, said, Brother so-and-so, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, thank you very much for pointing out my error. Inshallah, I'll try to correct myself. You could have reacted and said, this is what it is required. Hold your tongue, do what Allah Ta'ala is asking you, and don't think about others, how he is doing, see how you are doing. Whatever I have said, I myself deserve the same nasihat. If you have understood, and at least for the sake of your Maulana Patel who used to be here, try to be what he has been asking you. And therefore, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gives me tawfiq, give you tawfiq to act as a Muslim, because as a Muslim, if you reflect as a Muslim, that affects. And this is where the problem comes in. If you succeed in this, Allah Ta'ala will who will help you. Make dua for me and I'll make dua for you. Akhir da'wah ibn Adam. Assalamu alaikum.